So in other words, he says something else, but that's not important. He says that actually, you see, the smicha was given to Rav by Rabbi himself. But there is a takone. There is takone, the Chachom means takone, that no smicha should be given. Should be given to anybody by Bezin Shel Shleisho without the explicit consent of the Nosi. So that's one takone. Then there was another takone, Talmud Lal Yerel, Kinot Rishus, Mirabe. And the Nosi has a din of Rabbi. So in order to conform to both takones, first of all the takone, that Bezin Shel Shleisho should not give smicha without the explicit rishus of the Nosi, implicit is not enough. The explicit rishus Nosi. And then Talmud al Yireel, and Kanot rishus Mirabe. So Rebchiah, first of all, had to spell out everything. He had to spell out Yodi, Yire. And then, after that, so then Rebchiah, together with two other members of the Beis Din, because smicha is vishleisha. Smicha is vishleisha. I mean, the Mishnah says smicha tkeinim, so the Mishnah doesn't mean the smicha of giving smicha. Then it means smicha tkeinim al reshapa. But and the Yud Gimel, so the Gemara says that smicha tkeinim of giving smicha is also vishleisha. So mele, so that when Rav Chiyas, Rabbi Yere, Yodin, so that was only the taking of Rishus from the Nosi to give that Rav Chiyas and his Bezin should give, and the two other members of the Bezin should give Smiche to Rav. But in order to conform to the Tutakones, first, that a Beis Din Shel Shleisho should not be masmich anymore without the explicit rishus of the Nosi, and also that everything should be spelled out. Talmid al Yeir, not rishus Rabbi. So everything has to be spelled out. So that's why Reb Chiyah asked Rabbi. And then Reb Chiyah gave him, together with two others, so he gave him Smith. This is what he said. So, as a matter of fact, with this, the second lotion of the Ran, the first kashe of the Ran is answered. What was the first kashe against the Ramban? V'yeshli dag diktas, v'yifum gimore mashma, shekidim lachim shola al yuroye, v'hakach aladim. So, that's such a strong kashe. So we could say that the Gemara didn't mention it in the chronological order. So according to the first motion in the Ran, we have to give the tenets. But according to the second motion in the Ran, so there is no kashe. Because according to the second motion in the Ran, we don't have to say that the Gemara doesn't tell it in the chronological order. The Gemara doesn't tell it in the chronological order. It could be that it was in the chronological order. And first, Reb Chiyas, Rabbi Yeire, Rabbi Ensot Yeire. What does it mean, Yeire? Should I give him smiche? In other words, yes, Rabbi. Should I? My best. Because in the second lotion, so the smiche was given by Reb Chiyas to Rav, not by Rabbi. So in other words, so maybe it could be that Gemara mentions that in the chronological order. First, Reb Chiyas asked Rabbi, should I give him smicha? Should I be masmichim for Isar Heter Yeire? So Rebbe said, yes, you can give him smicha for Isar Heter. Yodin, should I give him smicha for the Nemoveles and the Neknoses? So Rebbe said, Yodin. Yatab Cheres, Rebbe said, should I give him smicha letab Cheres? So Rebbe said, no, that's not. Then Rebbe Chiyah was masmechim. So the Gemara asked, why did Reb Chiyah ask of Rebbe in two separate questions, Yere, then Yodin. He could have asked Yodin, and that would have been enough. Because if Rebbe would say Yodin, what would it mean? Even the Diktor says, certainly he's a heter, certainly everything else. So the kasha of the Gemara is against Reb Chiye. Why did Reb Chiye spell out everything? If it's Yireh, then Yodin, let him say to Rebbe, he should have said to Rebbe, Yodin! Should it be done, the Nikhnosis? And Rebbe would have said, Yodin, the Nikhnosis. Now that means even the Nikhnosis, certainly the Nemomenes and the Savaheter. So the Gemara says, because of the Takone of Talmid al Yeirel, Kenotel Ishu, Smirabe, so it has to be spelled out, Yisavetah, separately, in order to prevent the Mirshu. So because of that, Reb Chiye has to spell out everything in his questions. So Meile, the second Loshon of the Ran, disposes of the first Kashe of the Ran against the Rabban. All right, now, then he says, והרב רב דוד בומפרזל תירץ דיוודאי כל מי שהוא דיין של תירו פותם נעשו מדרייס וכתחסיב נליו גבי אלמאטו תולו לישלם. So how does Rashi explain אלמאטו תולו לישלם? Since the Chachomim said that the Yetis can be done, so ממילא, so just as one who is דיין מדרייס, so he's told in Shalim, so one who said in Yudayim, so it should be told in Shalim. Tesis explains the Kasha of the Gemara, since the Takonis Chachomim is based upon Ilazdeles, so for the same reason of Ilazdeles, they should be Misake in the Tolo Yishalim. But Rashi explains that no, since he's all Oday, so Mimele, it should be Tolo Yishalim. So but Rashi goes even further, you see. So according to Rashi, now the Gemara asks that Kashi against Rove. Now according to Rove, so Dvar Toro had Yetis another Yon, another Ruimode. But since there is a Kodesh Chachomim Mishunilas, that the Avu Imode, so he should have the same thing like someone who is Rolodim in the Reis. But certainly Ligabe one who is Rolodim Midraise, so then he doesn't need any Nisinas Rishus. Because Midraise is a dying, so he doesn't need any Nisinas Rishus. Some may have a rather dumb boom to out of it. The Valley call me should die in short hair or put a Nashumi Midraise, was in the real. Because if he's Rolodim Midraise, so mainly he cannot be considered as a Mazik. Why should be Haitash? On the basis of Mazik, what kind of a Mazik is he? Anyway, Dino Machine of Ray said with the right is all loaded, so it doesn't have a Halisha Mazik. After all, he rendered the decision bona fide, and this decision is a decision. Because it's valid. Even those who are Mechuyim Lishalim, so the decision is valid. So, but he's Mechuyim Lishalim. So, if he's not all loaded with the right, so then we can say, even though the decision is valid, but the magic is. But if he is all on with the raise, and his decision is valid, in spite of the fact that he made it to it, so maybe he doesn't even have a chalisha magic. Varav David Mumpas Altirei, the vade kol mi shedayin shel teiro potem tashlumin with the raise, uchdichsiv neliu Gabriel ma'ato tol nishan ve'ilonu. Dayon in the moment she took him in the shum in the rice. Shum hoche. Boy Dayon in little issues for Nossi um in Jerusa. So the question is, Monefsheh. If someone who is all loaded in the rice, according to Rav Gabdoni, so someone who is all loaded in the rice, so mele is part of Tashlumin. So why is it necessary to get reshus from the Nasi or from the Reshmuse? Without reshus, as long as he is all loading, midraise. So he should be part of Tashlumin. So the Rav Rabdovit Shite is, well, of course, Rav Rabdovit Shite does not accord with the Shite Sateisves, because Rav Rabdovit says, Umishumhoche bo adayonim little reshus meanosim reshuse, kidishiyuchu loke favalidin viyifturum atashlumin, mikiachet kabezin. אבל האירוע מזווה היתר, ועד היוחד מוכה שידע הדין עם קושם עתינו להיריס, הוא פותם תשלומי. So that words, so he cheated, the Rav Dovid cheated is that without rishus of the Nosi or the Rishguse, so he cannot be done out of the Kviya. That's not what Teisa cheated is that even without rishus from the Nosi, he can be capable of. So that's like the Shittes Rambam, the Perusha Mishneh, it's Mashman Yil Chazok also. That Kefalodin, without Rishus of the Nosi or the Rishgoluse, he cannot be Kefalodin, even if he's a Mumche. So he cannot be Kefalodin. So the reason is why Rishus from the Nosi is necessary is because of being Kefalodin and before the Ratashlom. So that reshus is necessary, reshus of the Nosi is necessary. But without Kviya, if he's done without Kviya, so then if he's a Mumche and he's rolling with the Reise, so Mimele, he's part of Tashlumin, because he cannot have a Shemazik if he has a Chaleshem Dayan. With the Reise, he's rolling. So even without reshus of the Nosi, so he has a Chaleshem Dayan with the Reise. So Mimele, why should he be mechuyev with Tashlumin? Chayav Tashlumin. So why do we say that even a mumche, and from the Rav Rabdovit it's mashma that just smicha is not enough to be part of Tashlumin. In other words, he has to have a separate reshus of the Nosi. He has to have a separate reshus of the Nosi. So why was it necessary? So in order to be kefalot, and the Rav Rabdovit Shite is that even a somuch without reshus from the Nosi or the Rishgoluse, he cannot be kefalot. But if he has reshus from the Nosi, then he can be kefalot. So mainly, when is a chayach? So when is there enough community whether he has reshus from the Nosi or not? Ligabidin. So if he's kefes, so sometimes he has to be kefalot. So Mimele, without the issues of the Nosi, he would be chayav with Tashlumin. But with the issues of the Nosi, he is part of Tashlumin. Mashe inkei l'gabi Isav Heter. So Isav Heter is without Kviya. Since he's rolling with Raise, so Mimele he doesn't have to pay anyway. אבל אם רואים מסוות אבל היוחד מומחה שידיע הדין עם כושן עתיר על ההירס הוא פוטם תשלומי הוא משום הוכה קומק שידי גומר ודאי עם כושן דרייסה לא במשקור רשוס עם הנוס לפי תשלומים הוא יעצפו תשלומים איתו יאפילו מדרייסה הוא משנה משום מי זה שהוד All right, now. Now the next statement. Vinu Sovo made psoim. So they made a mistake. Between baits in eggs and psoim. So and swamp water. Tame. Heichto be baits in with psoim. How could one make a mistake between Beitzim and Psoi? The who may Beitzim Dorashu, that may Beitzim is not Machshia, but may Psoi, in other words, swamp water, that's Mai. So he is Machshia too. So how could they make a mistake now? He certainly used the word Beitzim. So how could they mistake between Beitzim and Psoi? Reimer Rav Netam, Dinu Sova, the mei beitzim di komar, heine mei botzim di chsiv, hayike geime belibitza, bitzim, belibitzim, I think. Heine mei belibitzim. Now, there's a posik in Iyov. Hayige goyme veloy bitzo, yizge ocho velimoy, vitzo. So, vitzo, like this, to make a mistake, between tzoyim, which is spelled differently, I mean, with an iron, and beitzim. So, I mean, it was difficult to visualize that people should make a mistake between tzoyim and beitzim. But between bitzo, it is spelled veis, tzadik, hey, or so may bitzim. So in other words, so bitzim means, has the same meaning as soy, swamp water. So, but, and the, it is, the difference in the spelling consists that whereas bitzim does not have a yud after the base, so beitzim has a yud after the base. So such a mistake could be made. V'tov bein bitzim libeitzim. Psulim mechatos v'im teima v'fer kamecher nasvino mash v'ashei noris. Darshinom val noris yechneneo iludalid noris. Yad in Yarmuch, Kramni und Nefikos, immer an der Tam, die Wadde in Oresi, und Fisch ein am Main Zellulin, wie Ofo getit Murov ben, Psul Mechatos, da wech Zitze bi Main Mikeli, und Xiv Main Chayim Elkeli. So according to Rabbi Tam, not from Rashi it's Mashma, the reason as to why it's possible is because it's not Main Chayim. But according to Rabbi Tam, it was Main Chayim, it was Main Or. Nor is my chayim, but since there was some tit and offer liurov with the my chayim, so the mele, there was between the my chayim and the date neakli, there was a certain interposition chitzit. So that's why it was possible in echatos. There should be no chitzit between the mayim and the ground of the kele and the date neakli and the date. All right, so. Beis Esho, Onas, Gimor, Tanchum Reid Ravame, Ikla Lechat, Dorash Lu Muta Lute Schit Be Pesach, Omul El Rav, Lav Rav Mane, Dimitsu, Ike Oche, Vitanye Talmid Al Yeira Aloche, Vinkim Rabbe, Elohim Kino Yoroche, Kmimenu, Sholish Pasoyis, Kineket Machni Yisrael, Omalu Lavadatoy. Lavadatoy. Now we have to go, we didn't go over the Rashi. There is a very important Rashi here. The other Rishonim don't mention it. Now, Kineged Machli Yisroel, the whole man, the Ozo, the whole man, the boy in Nils Ozo Kabameshi. Voyu Kom Vakish Adishem Ubo Meshi. So, we learn out from that, that Talmid Al Yire, Haloche, became Rabbi, Elim Kino Yorochik, Limenu Sholish Pasoyis, Kineget Machne Yisroel. But if it is, Rochik, Limenu Sholish Pasoyis, so then he can be Meire Haloche. He can be Meire Haloche. Now the question is, but Moshe was in the Machne Levi, and where were the Jews in Machne Yisroel? So that means, so the Machne Yisroel itself was Gimu Pasoyis. So, and Koyo Komi Vakish Adishem Ubo Moshe. So that means that of course, I mean, certain Shvatim were stationed At the end of the Machne Yisrael, and certain Shvatim were stationed at the beginning of Machne Yisrael. But let's say the members of the Shvatim were stationed at the end of Machne Yisrael. In order to reach Moshe, so they had to traverse the whole Machne Yisrael, which in itself had Gimu Pasoyes, and then he had to enter Moshe Sarayel, which was Machne Leviye. So it was more than Gimel Pasoeis. So that's the Rashi's kashya. Afal gav sha machne Gimel Pasoeis. V'yose regabim meishim. Now here the Gemara says that if it is more than Gimel Pasoeis, so it can be mere. But we see that the Jews who were removed from Moshe more than Gimel Pasoeis also had to go to Moshe and ask him, and they couldn't ask anybody else. After all, they could have asked the Shaila from somebody else who knew the Aloche, so no one else was allowed to pass. So Rashi says, Rabuse de Meshe Shan. So Rabuse de Meshe was different. In other words, of course Moshe was a bigger rabbi than any other rabbi. So we required in regarding Moshe, so even Yisam Gimel Pasoeis, one is not allowed, became Moshe to pass. But a rabbi not like Moshe, so if it's Yisam Gimel Pasoeis, he is allowed to pass. Now the question arises, now Gimu Machni Yisrael, the Rashi says, Machni Yisrael Gimu Pasoeis. Tichzi v'yichnu ala yardei, yachlo hayardim b'tayshim izadei v'ashitim, v'omar rabbe v'rachon elim, v'chot v'ahu asre, v'avetvot et par sebeirev lo v'yum. Now the other Rashi don't mention it. Now we have to understand this Rashi, Monefshech. How do we know this Aloche? The Talmud al Yireh. The Talmud al Yireh Aloche v'kim rabbe v'yoroch v'shosh barsoeis. Kineged Machne Yisrael, so we deduce it from Meishe. Monefshech, if we deduce it from Meishe, so it should be this. So that should be the criteria. So how can we deduce it from Meishe and say, no, that if it's more than Gimel Pasoeis, so one is allowed to be Meire. But became Meishe, one is not allowed to be Meire Aloche, even if it's more than Gimel Pasoeis. Why Meishe Ishane? So if Meishe Ishane, how do we know? How do we know that within Gimel Pasoeis, even a rabbi not like Meishe, so what a Talmud is not allowed to be there? Either we learn it out from Meishe or we don't learn out from Meishe. If we can't learn out from Meishe, because Moshe was different, of course, Moshe was not much higher Madrei than any rabbi. So the Mele, how can we learn out that within Gimel Pasoeis, so in respect to another rabbi, not Moshe, so what is that Talmud is not allowed to be Mele? That's the question. So we have to say that the Pshat is, because the Torah tells us, V'hoyo kol mivakish adishem u'bor Moshe. So that means, V'hoyo kol mivakish adishem u'bor Moshe, even though it was more than Gimel Pasoeis. Mashein kei, not Moshe, so in the same distance that there was with Gabi Meshe, so Talmud is allowed to be Meire. But a lesser distance within Gimel Pasoeis, so even not in Kimeshe, became another rabbi, not Meshe, so one is not allowed to be Meire. Alright, now we'll see, what Shita Rashi is. Now, Teisa says, Elo yuki rochek milenu, vihodo oma b'ferik ador, da kilubi ase b'kuskhe, boi mine merachizde kolishone de ravune, vilo yere. So in other words, Rafchizde was a Talmud of Ravune. So all the years of Ravune, so even when the Shaila was asked, a simple Shaila,
Because so the halacha is if somebody is sheikh in tichi, let's say, and he finds beitzim inside, so he's allowed to eat those beitzim if the beitzim are already complete. So he's allowed to eat those beitzim even though he did not obtain the beitzim by virtue of the fact that the chicken laid the beitzim. He found them bimei hatanigiles. He was sheikhed the tanigiles and he found the beitzim bimei hatanigiles. So since the beitzim, there's a machlekes, I mean, Rashi and the Rashbo, I mean, but anyway, if the beitzo is complete, in other words, it has a yolk and the white, so a yolk and the white and the shell, so then all shittes say that it's mutalech of the whole. I mean, that suppose it does not have, it's not complete, so then there is a machlekes. But if the beitzo is complete, so then everybody agrees that you're allowed to eat it with whole. So even such a simple child, like Beis Bikusche, so when Rav Chisdi was asked, so is one allowed to eat the beitzim that one found b'mei atanigeles together with cholo, so you refuse to pass in the mokim of Rav Huna. Now, Mishnah point out, let's say, suppose somebody asks Ishaile whether you're allowed to eat an egg that was laid by a chicken, not that was found in Beit HaNegeles, with milk, so then you are allowed to pass in the Kel Rabbi, because that's not even Ishaile. I mean, this is such a double portion. It's like, it's like saying, I mean, that you're allowed to drink water. So I mean, so that is not Nichnas Beit HaShaile, but this, where it wasn't laid, it wasn't obtained because the chicken laid the egg. It was found bimei atanigeles. So then it involved the shaila, but the answer is very simple. I mean, there's no problem involved. So even such a shaila would answer is simple. So became Ravune, Rav Chisda refused to pass. So v'hodom al tzerik ador, ta'afil biyaseh bikusre. Boy, my name Rav Chisda, Kule Shon, and Rav Yude, all the years of Rav Hune, and Rav Yire. So, Hosom, Bifonof, Mame, Shaire. And what does Bifonof mean according to Teisves? There are some Derashbo Yisraeli, but according to Teisves, according to Teisvesi, according to Teisneiram, Bifonof doesn't mean Dachke Bifonof in his presence when he sees. But Bifonof means within the limits of, within an area of Gimu Pasoit. Within an area of Gimel Pasoid, that's called Bifon. So Bifon of Mameshire. So what does it mean? The Koma. The Koma Hosom Rav Chisda Eire Bikafre, the name of the place, Bishone de Ravune. So Bikafre, he did pass in the years of Ravune. Why? Because Bikafre was more than because Ravune was in Pumpadisi. And Kafre was more than Gimel Pasoyis removed from Pumpadisi. So that's not Bifonov. What is called Bifonov? Within Gimel Pasoyis. Umiukot. So in other words, what does Teisa say? That Yesem Gimel Pasoyis, a Talmud is allowed to pass if the Rebbe is more than Gimel Pasoyis from the Talmud. Umiukot she emeodi komarosom diravam nun eloi rebichalde de aragi. Second place. Bishone de Rabune, Rifish Talmidi Hoyo, Biochemashma de Hutsuishovish Pasois, Yochleis, and there it was Hutsuishovish Pasois. Because Rabune was in Pompadise. So why did Rabban Yune refuse to pass the Shiles when he was more than Gimel Pasois removed from Rabune? Because the Gemara here says Talmud al Yir Alochem Kibrav and Kibrochem Menu Sholish Pasoyis Kineged Machne Yisrael. Sholish Pasoyis, implication being that more than Sholish Pasoyis, one is Talmud allowed to pass. Vilekelim Imadoch Ayre, Vitalmud Chover, וכך שורם המחוס לשורש פרשויס, כמירה פריז דה, דהוסום, וכיבים דלמי שגמרינום, כפירת וקונפרס, משמע דנתם ברומו ראיירה. So Teisves rejects this teretz, the Hoche Eire Bitalmud Chover. But Teisves in Eirev and does say it. Here Teisves rejects. But Teisves in Eirev and does some of ways, he says that, he accepts it. So in other words, so there is one Shite of Teisves, then the Shite of Teisves in Eirev. In other words, we have a stira between two Gemores. Here the Gemore says, Talmud Al Yireh, Halochen kim rabbi yom kino yorochik menu shorish pasoiz, kina gim ahri Yisroel. The implication being that if it's more than gibu pasoiz, away from the rabbi, so then the Talmud is allowed to pass. And there the Gemara says that Rav Amnune didn't pass, even though he was more than gibu pasoiz, removed from Rav Hune. So Teisets in Erev is a teretz. There is a distinction between a Talmud Gomor and a Talmud Chover. In other words, if he's a Talmud Gomor, so then he's not allowed to pasten even if it's more than Gimel Pasois from the Rebbe. But if he's a Talmud Chover, so then within Gimel Pasois he's not allowed to pasten. But more than Gibu Patsoi is away, he is allowed to pass. That's Teisves Shite, in Erev. But here Teisves rejected. Why was Teisves rejected? The Kidin in the Meishik Amrinon. How do we know this Aloche of Sholish Patsoi? For Moshe. Moshe was a Rabbi Mumak of Kol Yisrael. Chas V'Sholem, no Jew was a Talmud Chover to Moshe. So, Mele. So since we deduce it from Moshe, so that means that Yisam Gimel Pasois, even a Talmud Gomor, is allowed to pass. So why did Rav Amnune refuse to pass when it was more than Gimel Pasois away from Rav Amnune? Now, so this is rejected under this. Now, it's very likely that Rashi here agrees with this Shita that Teisves rejects here, with the Shita of Teisves Neira. Because Teisves, Rashi says, Apel Gafsha Machle Gimu Pasois, so if a Jew who was stationed at the end of the Machne Yisrael, at the other end of the Machne Yisrael, so in order to reach Moshe, he had to traverse more than Gimel Pasois. Because the Machne Yisrael itself had Gimel Pasois. And still the Torah says, Kol Mivakish Ad Hashem is Yovel Moshe. Yovel Moshe. So Rabbusa de Meishe Shan. So it's possible, I mean it's not Muchach, but it's very likely that when Rashi says, Rabbus and Dimeshe Sha'ane, what does Rashi mean? It's not Muchach that Rashi means that, but it's very likely. Why is Rabbus and Dimeshe Sha'ane? Because Moshe was a Rabbi Muvik of Kol Yisrael. So Mele Ligabe Rabbi Muvik, even Yeitzam Gimel Pasoi, the Talmud is not allowed to be Mele. When does the Gemara say that Yeitzam Gimel Pasoi, that Yitzhak Gimel Pasois is allowed, Gemara says, Elim Keno Yorachman Shomish Pasois, that's a Talmud Chover. So this is the Alpuse, because the Torah says, Voyokom Vakesh Adeshem, Yovel Moshe. And that involved more than Gimel Pasois. So that means that Ligabe Rabbi Muvek, if Yitzhak Gimel Pasois is not allowed to pass. So he says, Voyokom Vak Hashem Yovel Moshe Davke, because he was a Rabbi Muvek. But one is not a Rabbi Muvek. So only Gimel Pasois. So it's likely that Rashi Shite is like the Shite of Texas in Iran. But here Texas rejects the Shite. Alright. So Memele, Videi Chakleima, so Memele the Kashi is, why did Rav Amnune? Since
So Tesis here says that when the Gemara says Talmud al Geire, Halachim Kimal Elkin Rochim on Shlosh Shlosh Pasois, Kinek Mahan Shlosh, implication being Yisem Shlosh Pasois, it's Mutea, so the Gemara has reference even to Talmud Gombo. So why did Rabbam Nune refuse to pasken bin Keim Rav Hune when it was Yisem Shlosh Pasois? Unless we'll say that heart, the argies was still Gimu Pasois of Pumpedise, but that's it. We didn't have claim about the heart and the argies till Gimu Pasois. They, the Amrin and Hosom, before no Oser, the Chayel Mise. We shall wait before no Oser, the Chayel Mise. Mashmo Hosom. So it says before no Oser, Mashmo Hosom, the Hasukie, the Stir Shoish Pasois, the Hoshem before no. That's not explicitly mentioned in the Gemara, but it's mashma that Torah Gimu Pasoyes is before. So once we assume this premise that Torah Gimu Pasoyes before doesn't mean manus before means Torah Gimu Pasoyes, and the Gemara always says in so many words Shalom before Osa Veichayu Mise Osa Veichayu Mise. So then the question arises, so that means that Shalom Yifonov, what Shalom Yifonov mean? Yes, and Yifonov Paso is. So also we have a Mise, and here it's Mashma, that it's Mutal Gamre. Mashma, that's really the Shalom Yifonov, which is the Kukul Shalom Yifonov. Shalom Yifonov. We need a, the Hosso Meire, Beloi Notal Mishus Mira. So then, it is also as Rabbam Nune did not take reshus from Rav Hune. That's why the heart of the Argis refused to pass him, because he didn't get reshus. So it's only the Yisrael Rabbonot, not the Yisrael Reis. It's only because on the basis of a Talmid al-Dakone, of Talmid al-Yera, Alochem and Kerabe. A Talmud al Yerim cannot reshus, not a became rabbi. Talmud al Yerim, Halachim cannot reshus, so then there is no limit, even b'sei va'elo, even if the rabbi is at the other end of the world. If he didn't take yet reshus, so he's not allowed to pass. And Rabban Nune did not get reshus from Rabune. That's why he refused to pass. But if one got reshus from his rabbi, so then Teir Dimo Paso is still forbidden. Midrash. And but chutzli gimel pasoyes, chutzli gimel pasoyes. So chutzli gimel pasoyes. So if he got reshus, so he's allowed. But Rav Amnune didn't get reshus. That's teisa shite here. But the teisa shite in Eirevin is something else. Teisa shite in Eirevin is that if he's a Talmud Gomu, so then, if he is a Talmud Gomo, so then he is not allowed, even Chutzli Gimu Pasois. Chutzli Pasois. And if he is a Talmud Chover, so Chutzli Gimu Pasois, he is allowed. Now, the Rashba, in the Chuvas, Simen Kuf Yudalev, he has another sheet. And he mentions that the Raivi sheet is like that. He has another sheet. The Rashba says in the Tshuva, he says it in the name of the Raive too. He says as follows. First of all, it's Chilek and Tesis. Tesis says that Toyuch Gimu Pasoyes, that's called Bifonov. When the Gemara says Bifonov Chayev Mise, Rishomayim,
and it's shaloi bifono. So it's not his potter of mise, but it's osea. So according to Tesis, it means bifono sevu pasois. So he says, the Rashba says no. Bifono means bifono manish. So then there is a chiyuv mise de shamayim. And shaloi bifono means not manish before shaloi, shaloi bifono. But it's toyo gimu pasois. It's toyo gimu pasois. So toyo gimu pasois. So he says, if it's shaloi bifono, so toyo gimu pasois. So then, if it's shaloi bifono and it's toyo gimu pasois, so then there is a nisea, but there is no chiyuv of misa nishamai. There is no chiyuv misa nishamai, but there is a nisa raisi. Because of Kvid Arav. So there is a Nisa Reis, even Shaloi Bifono, if it's Toyo Gimu Pasoids. Now, but if it is Chutzl Gimu Pasoids, so then with the Reis, it's Mutal Gam. If it's Chutzl Gimu Pasoids, it's Mutal Gam. But then there is the Takone of Talmud. Then there is the takone of Talmud al yere al kinot al ishus, and but the Rashba says one chiddush. Now, how do we assume that when the Gemara says Talmud al yere al kinot al ishus mirabe? So what does it mean? From whom does he have to get rishus? From his rabbi, not from another chochem. So the Rashba says no. He says, Talmud, so in other words, as far as the rights is concerned, so there are three shurim. One is before of Mamesh, then there is a chiyuv misa mishamayim. Then there is shaloi before of, but toyo gimu pasoit. So there is no chiyuv misa mishamayim. However, there is a nisa, but a nisa the rights. Then there is chutzl gimu pasoit. So then there is no nisa the rights altogether. It's mutter. But then, even chutz legimu pasois, so the hachomim or misakein, that without rishus, he cannot paskin. And why can't he paskin? Is the takone based upon kvid arav? No, it's not based upon kvid arav. The takone is based upon the possibility of a mirsh. So mele, it doesn't matter who gives him rishus, whether his own rabbi or some other Talmud Chochem gives him. The purpose of the rishus is to ascertain that this Talmid is rope to paskin. He knows how to paskin. He will not make mistakes in the formulation. He'll know how to formulate his decision. That's the purpose of the takone elim kinok rishus. So it doesn't have to be dafke rishus from that rabbi himself. From any other rabbi, he can get rishus. As long as someone who is accepted, as long as he gets rishus from a rab that is accepted, even though he's not his rabbi, so he can pass chutz legimu pasois, because that takone is not based upon kvid rab. If it had been based upon kvid rab, then it would require rishus from his rabbi dafki. But it's not based upon kvid rab. Chutz legimu pasois, it's not disrespectful for the lady. Chutz legimu pasois, but it's this takone is based because of the possibility of mirshul. So mele he has to get rishus from any rabbi, not after from his rabbi, from any rab. Even though the Rosh Nagmore is, even though the Rosh Nagmore is Talmid. Basically, show God will tell me that you are not able to choose me radoi. So the answer is, mirabe means any chochem who is wrong to be his rabbi. Doesn't mean who is his rabbi. So as long as he gets the shoes from any talmid chochem, so it is thereby ascertained that. That this Talmid knows how to formulate decisions. He will not formulate in such a way that he will be machshel as a rabbi. So that's enough. Then the Rashba says, but suppose it is Teich Gimu Pasoetz, and he got Rishus from Irav, so then he's not allowed to pass, even though he got Rishus from Irav. And even the Rishus that he got from Irav, that Rav from whom he got Rishus, is bigger than Israel. He's not allowed to pass, because Teich Gimu Pasoetz, so then it has to do with the covenant of his Rebbe. So Mele, only if his Rebbe will give him Rishus. So if his Rebbe will give him Rishus, then he can pass even Toyo Gimu Pasoetz. But if he did not obtain Rishus from his Rebbe, so Mele, Toyo Gimu Pasoetz is not allowed to pass, because Toyo Gimu Pasoetz means that it's within the vicinity of the Rebbe. Gimu Pasoetz means Yudveis Mili. Means Yudveis Mili. So that's called within the vicinity of the Rebbe. So it's a disrespect for the Rebbe. But Yeisa Megillah Pasoetz, it's not his Moke. Yeisa Megillah Pasoetz. So it's not disrespectful to the Rebbe, but if he has no issues from anybody, so then he's osea because perhaps he doesn't know how to formulate decisions. He is a big Talmud Chochem, he knows the meaning, but maybe he doesn't know how to formulate decisions. So, but if he gets issues from a Rav, from any Rav who is accepted, so then we know that he knows how, not only does he know the Dini Torah, but he knows how to formulate decisions also. Not to express himself in a misleading and ambiguous way. So, but Teilo Gimu Pasoetz, so even if he has Rishus from the Rav, the biggest Rav, but as long as he didn't get Rishus from his Rebbe, so he's not allowed. But suppose he got Rishus from his Rebbe, then the Rashba says that even Teilo Gimu Pasoetz is, so he says in so many words, he's allowed. And it's mashma from the Loshen of the Rashba and the Chuvas, that even before of Mamesh, if his Rebbe told him, give him Rishus, you can pass me in my presence, so he's also allowed. But only if his Rebbe gave him Rishus. But if some other Rav gave him Rishus, so then he's not allowed to pass. Unless it's Chutz L'Gimu Pasoetz. So then Rishus from any Rebbe is effective. That's the Rashba sheet. Now, and the Rayu sheet. Now, what is the sheet of the Rambam? The Rambam sheet is a little obscure. Now, the Rambam so mentions this aloche in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Now the Rambam says in Pirkei Hilchos Talmud Torah Aloch Aleph, so he mentions the mitzvah, the mitzvah of Kibud and Yir by Rabbi. So he says, Omur Chachomim Eliran, this Omur Chachomim Rabbi Kiyom Shomayim, if you Chomu Chachilik al Rabbi, Chachilik al Ashchino, Shenema Ba'atzei Somal Al Hashem, V'cholo Eise Merivo Im Rabbi, Ke Eise Merivo Im Ashchino, Shenema Asherov Bnei Yisroel Tzal Hashem, V'yikadish Po. וכל המשחיים על רבי כמשחיים על השם, שנראו לא רואים את רואי שיחם כאל השם. כל המרבה על רבי כמראה על השכינה, שנראו ידע ברום ולקים ובמש. זה לא הלוכה בייסה. איזהו חיליק על רבי? זה שכבי עלוי מדרש וישי ודרש ומלמיד שלוי ברשוס רבי. ורבי קיים. ואף על פי שרבי מבינה אחרת. ויועסו ליועדום להירס בפני רבי לאילו. וכל המירה הלוכה בפני רבי חייב מיס. Chayev Mise. Now, so this Chayev Mise is not a guzm. This is to be taken literally, this Chayev Mise. Now, sometimes the Gemara says chayv mise, so Rishayim say, it doesn't mean mise mamesh. It means that it's a very serious aveira, and he's destined to get a very serious enish. But not here. Here, I mean, so the Rishayim emphasize that this means chayv mise mamesh, and you see that the Rambam also mentions it. The Rambam also mentions it. That kol amira alocha b'fnei rabbi is chayv mise, because this is not b'teiras guzme, and it doesn't mean just it's a very serious avera. It means chayv mise b'shomayim mamish, because the Gemara learns it out from the Yarem, because they died with the Hashem because they amira alocha b'fnei rabbi. And you see that the Gemara says, Rabbi says, b'fnei rabbi so chayv mise. So we see that chayv mise here means chayv mise mamish. Chayv mise mamish. The question is, how is it that the Rambam doesn't mention it among the mechuyobi mise? Among the mechuyobi mise. Lishomayim. Since it's chayv mise mamish, so we should mention it in the list of the mechuyobi mise lishomayim. Now, the Rambam says, in Perik Yutes, of Filchas Sanhedrin, Alocha Beis, Kol Mechiyovim Nisev Nishomayim, Shehem Beloi Sase, V'yesh Bal Maise Shalikin Aleim Shminos. So he has a whole list. But, so there is no Raya, of course he doesn't mention it here. He shouldn't mention it here, because here he mentions Mechiyovim Nisev Nishomayim that are also coupled with a chiyuv malchus. Now, hamira alocha b'fnei rabbi, hamira alocha b'fnei rabbi is chayv mise, but there is no chiyuv malchus. So he doesn't have to mention. So here he mentions zar shoch utrum mogdelo, zar shoch utrum esmaiser, zar shoch ubikurim, zar shoch ulchale, hoi chotevul, zar shishimish v'mikdosh, v'chusab godin, hari ukizav, leikimovat, kiin tome shishimish, tzovat. So, I mean, the Rambam cannot be expected to mention Meir Alocha Pnei Rabbi because there is no Chiyuv Malchus. But then, Alocha Gibui says, Aval HaMeshamesh B'loi Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim Aval Pishu Chayev Mise El Meleike Mipnei Shehi Mitzvus Ase V'chei Novi Shekovash Nivo Ose Oy Shobar Al Divrei Atzmei V'oi Iver Al Divrei Novi Aval Pishu Shloshtom B'Mise El Meleike Shein Boim Nichvalese Shenemar Elof Tishmiun, Vilav Abo Michlal Ese, Areyuke Ese, Vein Leikinov. So he mentions other Chiyuv Mise Shemayim where there is no Malchus. Now the question arises, since he mentions in Alocha Gimel other Chiyuv Mise Shemayim that are not coupled with the Chiyuv Malchus, so he should mention Meir Alocha Mifnei Rabbi also, and that's not a Guzme. I mean, this is Chiyuv Mise Shemayim Mamesh. So apparently, even though chiyuv mise means mechuyev mise b'lishomayim mamesh, even though it means mechuyev mise b'lishomayim mamesh, but it's not the same kind of chiyuv mise b'lishomayim like novi shishkomash nivosei or mishamish b'kiri shodayim deraglai. It's a different kind of a chiyuv mise b'shamayim. And we see Rabbi Yehuda Shai Tshuve, so he also gives a list. He gives a list of mechuyov mise b'shamayim, so he mentions all these. Zar shochel tevel, zar, and not zar shochel tevel, I mean, mi shochel tevel, and zar shochel tchumogdelo, and so on, and zar shishimeish, and then he says, v'yesh achirim shemechuyov mise b'shamayim. And then he mentions, in the list of the Achirim Shemuchav Nishamayim, he mentions also Mir Alochav Nirav. He also mentions something else. Hamani Yosef Valmona, because the Torah says, Imone Seane Isay. So there the Torah mentions an image. So Abyeime has two kinds of Nisim Shamayim. One category of Nisim Shamayim, in which includes Misha Yechotevel and Zar Sheshimesh, Mishoch Tomedelo. And then he has another category. So in the other category, he mentions Meir Aloch and Meir Abi, he also mentions Mani Yosef Alman. Mani Yosef Alman, Imon Isanis, Akte Yitzchem Mechara. So we see from Rabbi Yene that even though Mechuyev Misen Shomayim, Meir Aloch and Meir Abi means Misen Shomayim Mamesh, but it's not the same kind of Misen Shomayim, like Misen Shomayim, like the Misen Shomayim, the Misen Shomayim of Mishay Chetevel, or Zahar Shofo Tomekeh. Now, for example, Reb Chuni ben Akone holds that the Chiyuv Kores patterns of Tashlumin. There's a lot of common derabos, according to Reb Chuni ben Akone. In other words, that just as Mrs. Bezdin patterns of Tashlumin, Yon Yosei, Yonish, Hoyim Yosei, Lo Yonish. Hoyim Yosei, so is Lo Yonish. Why? Because the Chiyuv Mrs. Bezdin, patterns of Tashlumin. So according to the Chiyuv and Akone, so the Chiyuv Kores also patterns of Tashlumin. Let's say, according to Rechuyim HaKone, if somebody will be there in Kandim HaKippuri, there is no Chiyuv Mrs. Bezdin, only Chiyuv Kores. And will be there in Kechetz Mitchila Dalet Lesev Dalet. And there will be Kerei Aseroim Baal Lechosei, so it will be Potter as a Mazik. Why? Because the Chiyuv Kores, for the Melochim HaKippuri, Potter is in Mot Tashlum. Now, there is a machleket between Abai and Rove, as to whether according to Rechuyim HaKone. So, only Kores patas at Tashlumim, but not Misin Nishomayim, or Misin Nishomayim also patas at Tashlumim. The Machlik is Abaye and Rove. So according to Abaye, even according not only Kores patas at Tashlumim, but even Misin Nishomayim patas at Tashlumim. So according to the Gemara says in so many words, let's say Zar Shoch Trumagdeo, so according to Abaye, Alibid Rechuyim and Akone, so he's part of Tashlumim. He's part of Tashlumim. How about let's say Meir Aloche Pnei Rabbi, so it's Mistaber that the Aloche, or that the according to Rechuyim Ben Akone, Abaye says, according to Ben Akone, Misri Shemayim Valer Shashlumin, but if somebody will be a Meir Aloche Pnei Rabbi, and at the same time that there will be a Meir Aloche Pnei Rabbi, he will be Kerei Aseroin, and he will be Mazik, so he will not be part of Tashlumin. Why? Because it's a different kind of a Chiyuv Misa Shemayim. It's not the same kind of Chiyuv Misa Shemayim as Zar Shochot Chomka. It's a different kind. So we have to understand why is it a different kind. Now after all, the Rambam mentions in the Talmud Torah that he's Chiyuv Misa Shemayim. And still he doesn't mention them together with the other Chiyuv Misa Shemayim in Perek Tet Tzaneder. And Rabbi Yehine, he does mention it, so he mentions it in a separate category, not together with Zar Shochot Trumo. So there is something essentially different in this Chiyuv Misa Shemayim. Now, I would like to understand. Now, the Gemara says that there is a distinction between Bifnei Rabbi and Shaloi Bifnei Rabbi. Whatever Bifnei Rabbi and Shaloi Bifnei means, whether it means Bifnei, whether Bifnei Rabbi means before the Mamesh, as the Rashba says, in Tshuva Kuf Yud Aleph, or Bifonov means Teich Gimel Pasois, but there is a distinction between Bifonov and Shaloi Bifonov. Bifonov, it's not just the Mitzvah that I say, but there is a Chiyuv Misa Shomayim. Shaloi Bifonov, there is no Chiyuv Misa Shomayim, but Osar it is. Osar it is. As the Rashba says, in so many words, that it's also made a right. That it's also made a right. So what is the difference between Bifonov and Shaloi Bifonov? Both are also Midarais, the Rashba says. Still, in the Chemo, and the intensity of the Adere, there is a difference. So the answer is very simple. Rabbi, so one is mechuyev to give cover the Meire. Now, if somebody is Meire Aloche, became Rabbi, even though it's Shaloi Bifnei Rabbi, whatever Shaloi Bifnei Rabbi means, whether Shaloi Bifnei Rabbi means Shaloi Bifnei Rabbi means Chus Legimu Pasois, or Shaloi Bifnei Rabbi means Shaloi Bifnei Rabbi means Eter Gimu Pasois, or Eter Gimu Pasois, but Shaloi Bifnei Rabbi Mamesh. So, if somebody is Shaloi Bifnei Rabbi, Shaloi Bifnei Rabbi, so he's Mivatil, the mitzvah, so that's why it's inconsistent with Kovet and Meir, because Esa Nishamol Kehachon Tiro L'Rabbi Sam L'Rachomim, that means Rabbi Yitzho, Meiro Rabcho Ke Meiro Shomai, so if someone is Meir Alochi, if he Shaloi Bifon of Mamesh, so he is not Mikhaim, the mitzvah of Yire, he is Mivateil, the Meiro Rabcho Ke Meiro Shomai, so that's the Abir, but he is not considered as a Mivazer Rabbi Yitzho. He's not considered as a Mivazer Rabbi Yitzho. Masha'in came, if he's Meir Aloche b'fnei Rabbi. So then it's not only that he fails to give kovet to the Rabbi. He's Mivazer the Rabbi, if he's b'fnei Rabbi, if he passed the Shaila. So Meir is Mivazer Rabbi Yitzho. So the Chiyuv Mitzvah Shemayim is not for being Mivatel kovet and Yireh. There is no Chiyuv Mitzvah Shemayim for being Mivatel kovet and Yireh. There is a Chiyuv Mitzvah Shemayim for being Mivazer Rabbi Yitzho. For that there is a Chiyuv Mitzvah Shemayim. Now, so I have a certain difficulty. Now, now, the Mishnah in Chelek mentions those who ain't the Chelek Lamabo, the first Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, "For Eimer, Eimer Shem Chelek Lamabo, Eimer Itchias Hamisim LaTeiro, VeItirim LaShemayim VeApikeres." Now the Gemara Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph says VeApikeres. How do we know that Apikeres has no chilek mabo? Dovaracher, ki toner abonon, ki dvar adishem bozo, umitzvei seheifer, he chores the chores. So what does he chores mean? So he chores means he chores b'lmazeh, he chores b'lmabo. So it implies a chiyuv chores, and also more than a chiyuv chores, because the ordinary chiyuv chores does not involve in a chilek mabo. This chiyuv kores involves in lechelik mabo also. So mitzvos eifir, he kores the kores, ze oimer entir l'shamayim. Dovar acher, ki dvar ad shem bozo, ze apikeres. Now, then, an omed beis, that's a dictes omed beis, after the two dots, the 11th line from the bottom of the omed, apikeres, so, Rav Rav Chanina Amrat Havaye ze Amvaze Talmud Chochem. Rav Yechanan Rav Yishua Ben Levi Amre ze Amvaze Chavere Bifnei Talmud Chochem. So Amvaze Talmud Chochem, that's Apikeres. Now, if it's Apikeres, so in other words, the posik of Ikores Tikores, ki dvar ad Hashem bozo, ze Apikeres, the Gemara says, daf tzadik tes, omed alef. And regabei dvar ad Hashem bozo, the Torah says, Ikores Tikores. So, tikores leil mabo, but tikores means that he's mechuyev kores. So that means mivazet al mitzchochem. If he's mivazet al mitzchochem, so then he comes within the posim the kzeras hakosu for dvarad Hashem bozo. So he's mechuyev kores. Now the question is this: I just said. I mean, we have to say it like this. In other words, why is it that Shaloi Bifono fitzos on the right? Fitzos on the right, the Rashba says. But there is no chil mizishamayim. But Bifono, the Rashba says Bifono means Bifono of mamish. So then there is no chil mizishamayim. Why? Monefshech, fitzos on the right, it's Navira the right, even Shaloi Bifono. So why is it that Shaloi Bifono, there is no chil mizishamayim? And Bifonov there is a Chilish mind, so the answer is Shaloi Bifonov is not considered Mivazer Abeisov. He's only considered to Mivadri, the mitzvah of Mir Rafa Kimir Shomari, Mesa Shaloi Kiatiro Rafa Shalmid Rachomi. That is Mivadri. So for that is there is no Chilish Shomari, is Mivadri the essay of Esa Shaloi Kiatiro Rafa Shalmid Rachomi. Masheri came. Mashiach in Bifonov, so it's not only he doesn't give respect. He has no respect for Rabbi Yisrof, for Tom Lechachomim. It means that he is Mivazelem, if he is Meir HaLoch HaBifnei Rabbi. So for that there is a Chiv Mizeh Shemayim. So the question is, Monefshach, if Meir HaLoch HaBifnei Rabbi is considered Mivazeh, and Mivazeh Tamut Chochem comes within Vaad Hashem Bozo, so then there should be more than a Chiv Mizeh Shemayim. There should be a Chiv Kores, oh, because Dvar Hashem Bozo, he kores veil mazere, he kores veil. Now, so the answer is now the Rambam. So we can find an answer to this difficulty in the Rambam. Now, the Mishnah mentions that Apikeres is eila chelik mavo, and the Gemara says, what is Apikeres? Mivazet al mechachon. When the Rambam defines Apikeres, he doesn't say Apikeres is one who is Mivazet al Mechachonim. He doesn't say. Apikeres is one who is Kefa Bivuo B'Meshe Rabbeinu. That's an Apikeres. But Mivazet al Mechachonim is not an Apikeres. So, I mean, why doesn't the Rambam call him Apikeres? All right, so that's another kasha. I mean, that's not our concern now. But the Rambam does mention the Aloch in the Gemara. The Gemara says Apikeres is in the Chelik Rabo, and my Apikeres are Mivazet al Mechachomim. So the Rambam mentions that Apikeres is in the Chelik Rabo, that Mivazet al Mechachomim is in the Chelik Rabo. But the Rambam adds one point. When the Rambam mentions that one with the Kefir is in the Chelik Rabo, so he says that Aminim Apikorsim Akifim Bateva Akifim Vesameisim, so in the Chelik Rabo. And then he says, Apikorsim, what is Apikorsim? Shloim shem anikon Apikorsim, oin nashim shem nivu eklal, vein shom adash magia mabir libi odom, vamakfish nivuos ishom eish rabbeinu, vein nashim abir yedea masib li odom, kolachim shloim shem ilu in Apikorsim. Then the Rambam says in Perigimu, this the Rambam says in Perigimu milcheshtyuve halocha chet. Then in Perigimu milcheshtyuve halocha yudalet, the Rambam says, V'yeshak aviris kalus mehu va'af apichei omru chachomim she'orokil behen eilu hem chelik olmabo uchidai hein liyishachik mehen ulizoya behen ve'eilu hein hamechane shem lechavere va'akir lechavere bikinuyo ve'amal bimpne chavere barabim ve'amishabi deklein chavere ve'amvaze talmide chachomim ve'amvaze rabbeisom. So he mentions, this is what Gemara called Apikeres. So the Rambam mentions it. But he doesn't call it Apikeres. Whether you call it Apikeres or not is not important. We're not interested in semantics. But he mentions that Aloche. But the Rambam does say one thing. That there is a distinction between a Kefer. A Kefer is in a Chelik Rabo. Mivaze Talmid Chachomi, Mivaze Rabbeiso, so he's in the Chelik Rabo only if he's Rogio Behen, if he's addicted to it. Not if he was just Mivaze Rabbeiso once or twice, only if he is Rodoben. So he's in Lechel Rabo. Now, since the whole aloche that Mivazer Rabbeisov, Mivazer Talmud Chachomim, so is deduced from the posik of Vad Shem Bozo. He covers Bil Mabo. So just as Ligabe Ilam Mabo, that is deduced from, that is implicit in Tikores, the second time Kores is mentioned. So we say only if he's addicted to it, only if he's Rodoben, so that means, so it follows necessarily that Ligabe, the first Tikores, which is the regular Chiyuv Kores. Tikores does not imply a Chiyuv Kores, that's a Lechel Gmabo. But Hikores implies a Chiyuv Kores, Hikores Belmazeh, that's Chiyuv Kores. So the Hikores Belmazeh also applies only to one who is addicted to Mivazer Rabbeisov, to Mivazer Talmud Chacham. But if somebody was Mivazer Rabbeisov once, twice, he's not addicted to it, then it doesn't come within Kidvar HaDishem Bozo. Now, we raise the question, now, Monashach, if the reason is why one is Miraloch and Bifnei Rabbi Bifonov, so he's Chayu Bifnei Shemayim, whereas Shaloi Bifonov, even though it's not very Raisi, so there is not Chayu Shemayim, is because Shaloi Bifonov is only the Avere that he was Mivatil, the essay of Esar Shemel Kachatiro, the Rabbi Sopin Chachonim, but he's not Mivatil Rabbi Sop, he's not Mivatil Rabbi Sop. Mashein Kerim, if he's Miraloche Bifonov, so then it's not only that he was Mivatil, the mitzvah of Esar Shemel Kachatiro, the Rabbi Sopin Chachonim, but he's considered Mivatil Mamesh. He can't even vaze mamesh. So if he's mevaze rabeisov, he's in lechelik umarbo. And that is deduced from the posik of Ikores Tikores. So it should be more to the chiyuv mizei shamayim. Kores is more than mizei shamayim. The answer is, when the Rambam mentions the in lechelik umarbo, which is derived from the posik of Ikores Tikores, he says, dafke rodo behen. But if he's not rodo behen, not. So mele, now, with So that's why we say Mechuyev Mizei Shamayim, and that we learn out from the Ne'arim. Now the Ne'arim, they were Me'ar Halocha B'Fnei Rabban once. Only once they were Nichshol in that Avera. So, and Mezu B'Fnei Hashem. So from that we learn out that he's Chayev Mizei Shamayim. But there is no Chiyuv Kores. He doesn't come within the Dvar Hashem Bozo unless he is addicted to Mivazer Rabbeisov, to Mivazer Talmud Chachamim.